Whether al-Qaeda is strategically defeated or not, there may be a rift developing within the group's ranks. Some members of the global jihadist movement are apparently questioning or even renouncing al-Qaeda's terrorist tactics. Lawrence Wright writes about it in the current issue of The New Yorker. His article is titled The Rebellion Within. Also with us is Fawaz Jerjez, professor of international affairs and Arab and Muslim politics at Sarah Lawrence College in New York and author of Journey of the Jihadist. Fawaz Jerjez and Lawrence Wright, glad to have you with us.
Hello.
Good to be with you.
Lawrence Wright, let's start with you. Your article in The New Yorker this week focuses on a man named Saeed Imam al-Sharif, known simply as Dr. Fadl, who is one of the original core members of al-Qaeda. How significant is it that he's renouncing violence, do you think?
I think it's very significant in that he was the author of the books that al-Qaeda uses in the first place to justify violence. It's the books that they gave their recruits. It's where their philosophy came from. And so for him to write a book recanting the same philosophy that he himself created is a major step.
And Fawaz Jerjez, you broke the story about another man, Salman al-Awada, one of Osama bin Laden's most prominent Saudi mentors, who came out against Osama in the 9/11 attacks last year. What impact did that have?
Well, remember, this debate is not recent. This debate goes back to the mid-1990s. It intensified after 9/11, and I think now it might be reaching a critical mass. What you have now are key members or associates of Osama bin Laden and Ayman Zawahiri who are directly blaming Osama bin Laden and Zawahiri not only for 9/11, but also for the misfortunes that have befallen the Muslim community in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, other places as well. There is a major social upheaval within the jihadist movement, and it goes a long way to delegitimize the very rhetoric and discourse of al-Qaeda and its like-minded groups.
Dr. Jerjez, do you actually have evidence of a critical mass of jihadists renouncing violence now?
Absolutely. I mean, I have written a book on basically what I call the fracturing and the implosion of al-Qaeda from within. And you're not just talking about Sayyid Imam or Dr. Fadl. You're talking about Salman al-Awada, a spiritual mentor of Osama bin Laden, about mainstream clerics and radical clerics. We might be reaching a critical mass of Muslim public opinion, not just elements within the movement.
So, Lawrence Wright, does this all add up for you to kind of a sense that these people still hate the West and the U.S. and the U.K. in particular? They're just not sure they should kill civilians?
That's part of it. I mean, the argument is on two levels. One is practical. Has our violent approach succeeded? And the answer is no. It's made things worse for Muslims. You know, we haven't achieved any of the goals that we set out. And the second line of debate is theological. Remember that al-Qaeda was founded by people who believe that in order to save humanity, they have to purify Islam. And the way to go about that is by, you know, trying to take Islam back to centuries before. And the war is really against other Muslims. Now what this debate does is open up the question of whether these actions themselves are sinful and the people involved in them are eternally doomed. And if you're a young Muslim weighing the alternatives of going into a violent resistance movement like al-Qaeda, just having the debate is paralyzing.
I mean, logic, though, would make one think that the U.S. violent approach, as you say, would make jihadists more violent, not to renounce violence.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that the hyper-militaristic approach by the Bush administration has postponed the inevitable, a fracturing and the implosion of al-Qaeda and its like-minded groups from then. In fact, I would go further to say that the American war on terror has been counterproductive, and that's why I think there's an urgent need to lower the tempo of the American military response, to de-escalate militarily and allow the remnants, the ultra-militant elements of al-Qaeda and other groups to expire from within.
Lawrence Wright, as far as the comments made by Michael Hayden to the Washington Post that we just heard about in Jason Margolis' story, how much can the CIA, can the White House's global war on terror take credit for these changes of thinking of these al-Qaeda ideologues?
If you go back to the invasion of Afghanistan in November, December 2001, that was a success in that 80% of al-Qaeda's members were captured or killed. The war on terror was essentially over at that point. And I agree with Fawaz, you know, the invasion of Iraq breathed life back into that monster. So the Bush administration policies created the problem after having essentially solved it. I don't think that the CIA deserves a whole lot of credit for what's happening internally in al-Qaeda. Yes, you know, there has been al-Qaeda suffering a strategic defeat right now in Iraq, but it's regenerated in the tribal areas in Pakistan. It's certainly formed a very powerful alliance with the Taliban in Afghanistan, so it's not dead. But what is threatening it right now is this internal quarrel. Truly, American actions have had very little to do with that.
How dangerous are Ayman al-Zawahiri and Osama bin Laden on their own without their mentors?
Well, they are still very dangerous, and I think the fact that they're feeling pressed at this point ups the level of desperation. They're under a great deal of pressure to do something. And if they can't do anything significant in the next year or so, you know, what this debate calls up is whether they are still relevant. And they're going to desperately try to prove that they are. And the only way they can do that is to try to pull off some kind of dramatic action.
Are you seriously anticipating something like that as a result of these mentors kind of becoming turncoats?
This particular year is a significant one. This August, al-Qaeda will be 20 years old. That's a long time for a terrorist group to be in existence. It's been a long time since they've been able to pull off any major actions. They're going to try to put something on the table to show that they are still relevant. If they are operational, if they are capable of doing that, I expect that they'll do something soon. But if they can't, then I think that you'll see Muslims who might be willing to join al-Qaeda because it's effective, they will no longer be drawn to that organization.
Lawrence Wright is a writer for The New Yorker and author of The Looming Tower. Fawaz Gerges is a professor at Sarah Lawrence College in New York and author of Journey of the Jihadist. Thank you both very much.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.